The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse for tonight's game between Fort Recovery and Bradford. We had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Indians, Bobby Leverett, earlier tonight, and here is that interview. Back at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, it's the Fort Recovery Indians and the Bradford Railroaders going at it tonight here at the Portside Fieldhouse. And Bob Leverett is with us, head coach of Fort Recovery. First of all, congratulations on a nice, hard-fought victory over Jay County last weekend.
Thanks, Rob. Anytime you can get started, you know, we talked a little bit last week about how that's just a big rivalry game. So to come out and play pretty disciplined like we wanted to, and get that W was a good way to start the season for us.
Yeah, of course, we saw the freshman JV and the varsity, and I was really impressed with some of your kids, some of your young kids you got coming up. You may have to make room for one of them on the varsity here before long. I don't know.
It would have to be a little bit of a stretch, but yeah, there's some nice size at that lower level. There's some promise coming, so the cupboard's not bare.
No, it's not. Okay, free throws, a big deal in the game last week.
Right.
You hit the free throws when you needed to do so.
Yeah, Reese Guggenbiller went 6 of 8 down the stretch. Just clutch free throws. You know, like we talk, anytime you're playing against Coach Jerry, you know, it's going to be a grind with that 1-2-2. So making those free throws down the stretch is very clutch.
And the kids kept their composure. You got behind by 8 points at the end of the first quarter, but yet came back, played great defense in the second quarter, and enough offense to take the lead at halftime.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, we kind of stuck to our game plan, even though we got down early. We kind of kept that grind. Defense stepped up for us, got some stops, went on that 18-0 run. And from there, you know, we kind of kept grinding it out. And like you said, hit them free throws down the stretch to win it.
A long way to go. Just one game in the books here. So
yeah.
Tonight's Bradford. So tell us what you know about Bradford.
They're coming in 2-1. They beat Newton last night. They beat Legacy Christian last Saturday. They got beat by Legacy Christian last Saturday. And their other win was against East Dayton Christian. Very scrappy. They gamble a lot on the wings. They start three lefties. Point guard is a junior who started last year as a sophomore for him, who was all league, who is really crafty. You'll like his game. 5'8", really nice player. They got a 6'4 kid inside. They're a scary team. You know, this is a huge game for them coming into the fourth side to play a MAC team. So we've got to come ready to go. We told our kids today to shoot around. Don't overlook them. We stole one from them last year down there. So they're going to be ready to go tonight. It'll be a battle.
Yeah, I remember that was a tight one there last year, that's for sure. Well, let's talk about, we talked last week, you lost several kids from last year. How about college right now for any of those guys? What's going on there with them?
With last year's guys? So, yeah, Cale Ramel, he's actually at Ohio Christian University down in Circleville, which is a NAIA school. Actually just had a game today. He's hoping to come back. Actually, one of his teammates, Parker Davidson, that he played AU ball with, is from Bradford. So they're hoping to make it back for the game tonight together. He just started starting just a few games ago. I know he had 3 or 4 threes today, and they lost. I think they're 3-8 on the year, but he's starting to see more playing time as a freshman, which is huge. So, and then Landon Post, he joined the workforce. Daniel Patch is going to college.
Okay. Anybody else playing out there from past?
Not right now. No, that's it. Hopefully in the future there'll be a few more.
Yeah, it could very well be. Well, Bob, hey, thanks very much. How about your starting five tonight?
We'll go with our five seniors again. Gavin Fowler at the five, Rex Leverett at the four, Alex Deuce at the three, Reese Guggenbiller at the two, and Troy Homan at the old one spot.
Gavin Fowler, wow. For a kid that hasn't played high school basketball.
Right, showed a lot of moxie, just played under control. Like I told you, he's a kid that's going to go out and grind it for us and knows his role, doesn't try to do too much, just does what he's supposed to do.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Coach, and good luck.
Yep, thanks, Rob.
Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So visit us online at kopppharmacy.com or call us at 419-375-7007. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, about set to go for the game tonight, Fort Recovery and Bradford. In the JV game, Fort Recovery won that one 62-34 to improve their record to 1-1 on the year. Fort Recovery led 15-7 at the first quarter, led 27-26 at halftime, led 43-29 after three, and again the final. Fort Recovery blasted them out there in the last quarter, winning 62-34. Indians were led in scoring by Brody Bargey with 12, and Breaker Judy had 12. 10 points for Tyler Wendell. And then we had quite a few other guys scoring. Benjamin Ingold had 6 points in the last quarter. Reese Lefebvre had 5 points. 4 for Grant Fortcamp and Doug Benn. 3 points for Hayden Seifering. 2 points for Luke Lochtefeld. And 2 points for Dylan Klinke. Again, Indians went over Bradford 62-34. For you Bradford fans who might be watching on the National Federation TV network, they were led in the JV game by Xander Lingo, a little guy, but he got 14 points in the game. It was Avery Felver coming through with 12 points, 5 for Greg Chowning, and 3 points for Trey Emanuel. Again, leading the way was Xander Lingo with 14 and Avery Felver with 12 for Bradford. Starting for the Fort Recovery Indians tonight, on the scoreboard here we have Reese Guggenbiller. We just heard Coach Bobby Leverett read them off, but Reese Guggenbiller along with Alex Deuce, also starting for the Indians, Troy Homan, as well as Rex Leverett and Gavin Fowler. The five seniors are starting the game again tonight, just like they did against Jay County last week. We'll be back with the start of the game in just a moment. Don't go away.
Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age children, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Bormore Family Dentistry Office, the office of Dr. Kim Bormore over in Portland, would like to wish the Indians good luck in tonight's game. And Dr. Bormore's staff includes a couple of Fort Recovery graduates, Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, says the Bormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Again, the office of Dr. Kim Bormore, formerly the office of Dr. Banna. Okay, the final starters being introduced for the Indians. We are going to join the Indiana Pacers game as soon as we finish this broadcast. So stay tuned for that later on tonight if you're listening on the radio on WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. Indiana Pacers and the Los Angeles Lakers in the championship game of the in-season tournament for the NBA. You can hear that game right after we're done here at Fort Recovery. Coming to you from Las Vegas. We'll be covering the Indians next week, of course, as well. I can't tell you the exact games. I don't have my schedule with me, but stay tuned. We'll have all kinds of action for you. Of course, the game tonight is also being heard on FortRecoveryRadio.com and, again, on the National Federation High School TV Network. And Bradford gets the tap to start the game, and we're underway here. First quarter is brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Rex Leverett. He's missing the basket for Bradford was Hudson Hill. Troy Holman comes down, feeds over on the left side to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller comes in, pops the shot, and got it. Off the glass and down in there. Reese Guggenbiller with two, and it's 2-0 Indians on top here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. Out top on the left side it goes. There's a shot from the corner, or I should say from the wing, and it's good. Three-point shot for Dalton Branson of Bradford, and Bradford grabs the lead at 3-2. Troy Holman with the ball for the Indians. He'll feed on the left to Alex Dews. Dews with the ball, brings it back out, center circle, goes back left. Now feeds Troy Holman. Now Troy tried to hit Reese Guggenbiller, and the ball is intercepted. Now stolen back by Alex Dews. Dews will fire a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Bradford. Big battle for the ball. Now Fort Recovery ends up with it. There's going to be a foul called on the Railroaders. Going to call that foul on Owen Cannon. Owen Cannon gets called for the foul. Fort Recovery Mayor Dave Kalp doing the PA announcing tonight for the broadcast. Here's a shot from the right by Guggenbiller. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Guggenbiller off the hands of Troy Holman. Troy out front. Says this run the offense. Here's a pass to Rex Leverett. Rex dribbling the ball, stopping. And it's knocked away, and Bradford comes out with the ball. Turnover on the Indians. Picking up the loose ball was Owen Cannon. Cannon at the free throw line. He'll feed it off, circling around, up but no good. Might have been blocked there by Rex Leverett. This shot by Hudson Hill of the Bradford Railroaders. Last year, the Indians won a squeaker against these guys over at Bradford. Reese Guggenbiller will pass on the left to Troy Homan. Homan looking out top, dribbling the ball, stopping, passing down the baseline to Leverett, and he can't get control of the ball, and it's thrown away. Turnover on the Indians. Neil Spencer is the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Nate Christman's our studio producer for the radio station back in Portland at 100.9 FM. Shots up and no good. Rebound, Alex Deuce is missing the shot there. It was Owen Cannon for Bradford. Reese Guggenbiller to Deuce, three-pointer good. Alex Deuce hands a three-pointer, top of the key. And it's now 5-3. Indians regain the lead. Three-point shot for Bradford. Good. Owen Cannon hitting a three just off the left of the key, top of the key. And it's now 6-5. Bradford on top by one here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Rex Leverett feeds off underneath. It's up and good. Gavin Fowler gets the basket. Rex Leverett found him. Fowler in the middle, and he puts it in. Shots up and good again by Bradford's Owen Cannon. He has 5 points tonight, and it's 8-7. We've got ourselves a shootout at the OK Corral going on here. 4:36 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. Here goes Reese Guggenbiller to the hoop. It's blocked. Rebound, though, by Gavin Fowler, and he puts it in. Offensive rebound for Fowler makes it 9-8. Indians on top by one. Yes, Cal Pharmacy will deliver their prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the program for you. You'll find them in Fort Recovery, also Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Got a sub coming in. Griffin Trevino coming in for Bradford. Rex Leverett picked up the foul there a moment ago for the Indians. Here's a pass down low, stripped away by Troy Hoyman. They're going to call Troy for a foul. Be out of bounds to Bradford. That's close. Troy almost picked his pocket there, but the official said, nope, that's a foul, Mr. Troy. Bradford with the ball back in bounds. Here's a drive, a collision between the offensive player and Rex Leverett. No call. And scoring on a layup was Zage Harleman. Zage Harleman gets his first basket. A nice move inside there. Reese Guggenbiller on the left to go. So Rex Leverett back outside to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller looking back outside to Alex Deuce. Deuce at the center circle. Indians trail by one, 10-9. Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Bradford and Fort Recovery tonight. There's a foul called on Bradford. Going to call that one on Owen Cannon. Boy, he is a hustler, that's for sure. That's number two on Cannon, so he's in a little bit of problems here. Let's see what the coach decides to do with him. Head coach is Jay Hall of Bradford. Of course, Bobby Leverett, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Pass down in the corner to Deuce. Three-point shot's no good. It's short. Rebound comes to Bradford. Coming up with the ball there was Owen Cannon. Comes down, puts it up, no good. A collision between Cannon and Troy Homan, and no call. And Fort Recovery ends up with the basketball. There's Guggenbiller on the three. It's good. Reese Guggenbiller on a three, and these guys are shooting, shooting, shooting tonight. There's a shot up and no good. Rebound, Rex Leverett losing his balance and missing the shot was Griffin Trevino, and Troy Homan will walk it up. We have a couple of subs come in for the Indians here. 2:38 to go in the first quarter. Fort Recovery leads 12-10. Left side to Rex Leverett. Leverett looking, passing off to Alex Deuce. Deuce back outside to Rex Leverett. Troy Homan standing out there at the center circle, and he gets the pass. Right side it goes to Reese Guggenbiller. Cross-court pass to Rex Leverett. In the middle, there's Gavin Fowler up. It's blocked, no good. Rebound comes to Bradford, racing down, up and good. but they're going to call a charge on Bradford's Hudson Hill and take the basket away. I believe he crashed into Troy Homan. Hudson Hill picks up his first foul and loses the basket. Leverett goes out. Alex Deuce goes out. Reese Guggenbiller goes out. Coming in for the Indians, we have Gavin Evers. Also reporting in is Briggs Overman. And also in the lineup, Eli Leonards. And we still have Faller and Homan in there from the original starting five. Count Pharmacy, Fort Recovery. Don't forget their Fort Recovery location is open extra hours. Open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday. And until 6 o'clock on Friday night. That's Count Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Up and no good by Gavin Faller. He's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two shots. Let's see who's going to get called for the foul. Going to call that one on Zage Harleman. Zage is a junior for the Railroaders. At the line, Gavin Faller puts it up, and it's no good. That's the first free throw of the night for the Indians. So 0 for 1, obviously. This one's up and off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Back up, blocked. Getting the rebound was Gavin Evers for the Indians, and his shot back up was blocked. And now they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery. Calling that foul on Eli Leonards. Bradford will toss it in. Big number 20, Landon Wills, who is 6'4". Gives it over to Owen Cannon on the left side. Back out it goes. Back it goes to the left. Out top to Owen Cannon. Go feed on the left to Griffin Trevino. Back underneath. Up and good. Landon Wills scoring inside. Got the layup. And it's 12-12. We're all tied up. 1 minute to go in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Don't forget their handicap medical equipment centers in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, operated by Cal Pharmacy. 3-point shots up and good by Eli Leonards of Fort Recovery. Now shots missed by Bradford. They're going to call a foul on Bradford on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Zage Harleman, his second foul. So they've got Harleman with two, and they've got Owen Cannon with two. Cannon almost picked up his third foul a moment ago underneath his own basket, but they didn't call it. At the line, Gavin Faller. He was there a moment ago and missed them both, and he misses that one. Gavin, we need to do some free throw work in here. 0 for 3 at the line tonight. Coming in for Bradford. I think it's Rally Wuering. Free throws up and good by Gavin Faller. He got one of four. 16-12, Indians lead by four. On the left, back out top it goes. Right side to Owen Cannon. Cannon works his way to the top of the key. Feeds off over there to Hudson Hill. Cannon back to Hill. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Bradford. 13 seconds, they have plenty of time. Owen Cannon, right side it goes to Hill. He'll go underneath, now feeds off on the left baseline. Shots up, no good. Rebound comes to Alex Deuce. He's got time, puts it up and no good. Score at the end of one. 16 for the Indians, 12 for the Bradford Railroaders. And boy, we had a lot of action in that quarter. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, with locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and also over in Bern, Indiana as well. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
is the time to plant your trees. And you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season for Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope, K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're set to go here with quarter number two, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Right side, Alex Deuce, out to Rex Leverett, back in the game. There's Briggs Overman. Overman on a three, no good. Rebound comes down, a foul's on Alex Deuce over the top on the rebound. I think that's number one on Alex. It is. So Bradford will have the ball. Bradford has a very young coach. Again, Jay Hall. Here's a shot up. No good by Owen Cannon. He thought he might have gotten fouled, but no call by the official. Briggs Overman with the ball. He feeds over on the right side to Eli Leonards. Down to Alex Deuce. Back out to Leonards. Now to Deuce. Back outside to Rex Leverett. Eli Leonards. There's Rex Leverett at the free throw line. He'll feed on the left to Briggs Overman, firing, missing. Rebound comes down to Bradford. Here they come, racing down, missing the shot. And that might have been partially blocked by Briggs Overman. Missing the shot there was Hudson Hill. And Indians have the ball. Here's Alex Deuce firing a three. No let-up in the action here tonight. There's a shot blocked by Briggs Overman, but the rebound by Bradford up and in by Hudson Hill, and I believe he was fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call the foul on Alex Deuce. At the line for the Bradford Railroaders is Hudson Hill. Bradford trails 16-14 here in the second quarter. Early on here, 6:42 to go in the quarter. Free throws up and good. If you've tuned in for the Jay County game tonight, once again, I will remind you that that game's being heard on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Justin Mangold, Zeb Hudson calling the action there from Newcastle. Rex Leverett will fire and miss. Rebound comes down to the Indians. Missed. Rebounds on the deck. Battled for. Who's going to get it? Hot potato, hot potato. Jump ball is finally called. Mason Diller's in there now for the Indians, by the way. But not for long. He comes out, and coming back in is Gavin Fallon. So Mason Diller spent just a few minutes in there. 16-15, Indians lead by one. Bradford with the ball, they bring it down. Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, and double dribble is called on Owen Cannon of the Bradford Railroaders. Troy Homan walking it across the timeline. Right side it goes to Alex Deuce. Back out to Homan. Homan dribbling, looking. Bounce pass goes to Gavin Fowler. Fowler in the lane, puts it up, can't get it to go down. Rebound pulled down by Bradford. Taking it out there very quickly is Hudson Hill. And there's going to be a traveling call on the Railroaders. Alex Deuce will go out and Briggs Overman coming back in. 5:39 remaining here in the first half of play. From the Fort Site Fieldhouse, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Right side, there's Reese Guggenbiller back in the game. Left to Rex Leverett. Leverett on the left wing, feeds in the middle to Gavin Faller. And around the horn to the right, there's Troy Homan. He dumps it off to Reese Guggenbiller, misses the shot. Foul's called on Gavin Faller. Faller on the rebound gets called for the foul. Gavin and Reese Guggenbiller are leading the team in scoring. Both have 5 points in the game so far. Indians have gone kind of cold here the last several minutes. They haven't scored yet in the second quarter. We've gone 3 minutes here in the second quarter. Owen Cannon, he'll pass over on the left side. With the ball there was Landon Wills. He dumps it off to Cannon. Comes in, fires, and misses. Oh, he got it. Take that back. Nice scoop shot up by Owen Cannon. He leads Bradford with 7 points. Here's Briggs Overman from the corner for Fort Recovery. He missed it. Ball goes out of bounds. And Bradford has taken the lead now, 17-16. Bradford with the ball as the ball went out of bounds after the shot by the Indians. Owen Cannon will feed off over here to Landon Wills. And there's a collision on the left wing over there. And they're going to say no foul. They're just going to say the ball was knocked out of bounds by Troy Homan. So Bradford will keep the ball. There's Wills firing from the corner. He got it. Landon Wills connects. That's a three-point shot. Makes it 20-16 now. Indians down by four. Briggs Overman with the ball out front over to Troy Homan. Indians desperately needing a basket here. Overman looking, feeding on the left to Reese Guggenbiller. Back out to Briggs Overman. Left side it goes to Guggenbiller and to Gavin Faller. He falls down, but Homan picks it up and scores, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Troy Homan picked up the loose ball very alertly and got the basket, and he will be at the line for one shot. Troy Homan steps up there at the free throw line. Coming in the game again was Eli Leonards coming back in. Homan bounces the ball, lets it fly, and he did not get it. But Leonards got the rebound. Eli pops it. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes to Bradford as Hudson Hill comes down with the board. Underneath, over on the right to Wills. Wills comes in the lane, puts the shot up, no good, and he's fouled by Rex Leverett. That's at least two on Rex. Let's see how many. Number two on Rex. Landon Wills at the line. He'll have two shots. He's not been there yet tonight. First one's good. Bradford starting to pull away a little bit. Leading by three now. This will be four. It's up and no good this time. Rebound Eli Leonards. Leonards dumps it out to Troy Homan. Homan down on the left to Briggs Overman. Rex Leverett to Overman. Overman drives baseline. Shut off there. Feeds it back outside. Leverett to Troy Homan. Homan out to Eli Leonards. There's Troy Homan with the ball. Troy's not going to shoot a whole lot. He knows his role. If he has the good shot, he'll take it. But you're not going to see him pump up a bunch of three-pointers or anything like that. Rex Leverett back outside. There is a shot by Leonards. Misses the three. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Bradford. So here we go with the inbounds pass. Troy Homan goes to Rex Leverett. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Bradford, and there's a reach-in foul on Leverett. That's number three on Rex. He will be coming out of the game. Gavin Evers will come in for the Indians. That was a pretty picky call, I will say, on Rex. But, hey, you know, he did reach in, swatted at the ball, and the official called him for a foul. At the line is Landon Wills. He was there just a moment ago and hit one out of two. Up and good. There are no more one and ones in high school basketball. It's all every shooting foul is a two-shot foul. This one's up and it is good. 23-18. Again, we'll be joining the Indiana Pacers game after we're done here at Fort Recovery. Pacers and the Lakers tonight for the NBA championship in the in-season tournament from Las Vegas. Eli Leonard's on the left, back out top to Briggs Overman. Overman dribbling, goes left, goes right, feeds to Homan. Homan in the lane, back out to Overman. Overman pops the shot on the fly, no good. Rebound comes down to the Railroaders. Shots up and in by Hudson Hill. Number five for him, and now the lead is seven. I think that might be the biggest lead of the game for Bradford. Fort Recovery's only scored 2 points in this quarter. Briggs Overman over to Troy Homan. Zone defense being applied here by the Railroaders. There's a feed to Evers, now to Homan. He comes in, scoops and got it. Nice move by Troy Homan. Homan with four, and it's 25-20. Ball's tipped away, and Homan's going to get called for a foul. Homan tipped it away from Owen Cannon, and he gets called for the foul. Number two on Troy. 1:44 left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Don't forget they have outstanding service for your farm equipment as well at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. At the line, Owen Cannon. First time at the line tonight, he hits it. 26-20 now. One more, it's good again. Bradford by seven, equaling their biggest lead of the game. Down comes Troy Homan with the basketball. Feeds to Briggs Overman on the left. Left wing to Eli Leonard. Back out top to Briggs Overman. Now to Troy Homan on the right. Troy will feed over to Reese Guggenbiller. Back outside to Homan. Back to Guggenbiller on the right to Leonard. Back to Guggenbiller. Back to Homan at the center circle. On the left side it goes to Overman. Back to Homan at the top of the key. He'll feeds it off to Evers. Back to Homan. There's a shot by Leonard. No good on a three. Rebound saved by Reese Guggenbiller. Leonard picked it up. And now Bradford on the steal. Down they come. It's no good. And a foul's on Troy Homan. Number three on Homan. That's not good news. Nice move by Hudson Hill. Number three on Homan. He's going to have to go out. Two shots for Hudson Hill. First one's up and no good. It's going to be Gavin Faller coming back in for the Indians. One more for Hudson Hill. He missed that one too. Rebound comes to Reese Guggenbiller. Over to Briggs Overman across the timeline. Far side, back to Reese Guggenbiller here on the near side. Down to Leonard's, back to Guggenbiller. Right side it goes to Briggs Overman. Overman dribbling the basketball, feeds over to Reese Guggenbiller. He's dribbling, stopping. Feeds to Gavin Faller, goes down the lane, fires and misses, and is going to be a foul on Bradford. Gavin Faller goes to the line. Unfortunately, he's not the greatest of free throw shooters. He's only one of four tonight. But Maybe he'll even it up a little bit here. Foul's called on Rally Wehrig, number 33. Rally Wehrig. He's only a freshman, big 6'4 guy. Free throws up and no good by Gavin Faller. He'll have one more. Come on, Gavin, man. 27-20, 32 seconds to go in the second quarter. Indians trailing. That's missed also. Rebound comes down to Rally Wehrig. And here's Owen Cannon bringing it up for the Railroaders. They lead 27-20. Trying to go up by 9 before halftime. Out front it goes. Three-point shot is blocked by Eli Leonards. And the ball is picked up by Leonards. He'll come down. On the left it goes to Briggs Overman. Fires and hits. Briggs Overman cuts it to a 5-point game. And that's the end of the first half. Boy, that was a big turn of events there. Bradford had a chance to go up by 9. Instead, the Indians block a shot. And down comes Fort Recovery, and they get the 2-point basket before time expires and cut the lead to only 5. So we're down only 5 instead of 9 here at the half. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Proud of their outstanding service. Schedule your next service appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back here at halftime. And again, the Indians trail by 5, 27-22, right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, it's halftime, and the Indians trail by 5, 27-22. Looked pretty good there in the first quarter, scored 16 points, but we only scored 6 points in the second quarter, and had a rough second quarter indeed. Now we trail by 5, 27-22. Indians are led in scoring tonight. We have Reese Guggenbiller with 5 on a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer. Troy Homan has 4 points on 2 2-point goals. Gavin Faller has 5 points on 2 2-point goals. And unfortunately, he's only 1 of 6 at the free throw line. So Gavin having a rough time at the line. And Eli Leonards with 3 points on the night on a 3-point goal. Again, 5 points for Reese Guggenbiller, 5 points for Gavin Faller at the half. Troy Homan with 4. For the Bradford Railroaders, they're led in scoring by Owen Cannon, who has 9 points here at the half. He has a 3-point goal, 2 twos, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for his 9 total points. Hudson Hill has a total of 5 points on the night on 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 3 at the free throw line. Landon Wills has a total of 8 points, I believe. Double check my scoring here. Yep. 8 points for Landon Wills. He has a 2-point goal, a 3-point goal, and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 8. And Sage Harleman has 2 points on a 2-point goal. Dalton Branson has 3 points on a 3-point goal. Again, it's Owen Cannon with 9, Landon Wills with 8, and Hudson Hill with 5 to lead Bradford here at the half. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinsey 5000 Series electric dry row unit. Purposefully designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations from meters to closing wheels, trash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinsey Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on the FM dial. Again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Jay County down at Newcastle tonight. In the B game tonight here, the junior varsity game, Fort Recovery walked all over Bradford, 62-34. Indians led 15-7 at the first quarter and led by 1 point at halftime, 27-26. Indians then outscored Bradford in that third quarter, 16-3, to take a 43-29 lead. And the final score was 62-34, Indians winning by nearly 30 points. For Fort Recovery, they were led in scoring by Breaker Judy with 12. And Brody Bargie had 12 points. Chipping in with 10 was Tyler Wendell. 6 for Benjamin Ingold. 5 points for Reese Lefevre. 4 for Grant Fortkamp. And Doug Benn, 3 points for Hayden Seifering. And 2 points for Luke Lochtefell. Bradford was led in the reserve game by Xander Lingo with 14 points. A little guy, but he can shoot. 12 points for Avery Felver, 5 for Greg Chowning, and 3 points for Trail Manuel. Their total of 34 points on the night. Just about set to go with the second half of the varsity game. Fort Recovery trailing here 27-22. To the Bradford Railroaders. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the start of the second half right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you been limping by with an outdated manure spreader? Archway released the new X-Series models in both a 700 and 900 cubic foot capacity. These rugged boxes feature the best spread pattern in the industry, along with a limited lifetime warranty on the apron chain. A guillotine-style slop gate and flared sides make for easy loading. Pair with flotation tires or advanced scales for efficient spreading in your field. Get in on the action. Contact us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to start farming Archway today.
Once again, you're hearing the game tonight on FortRecoveryRadio.com on WPGW Radio FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on the FM dial. And some of you are watching on the National Federation High School Sports Network. Glad to have you with us, however you're connected. Bradford, pretty impressive in that second quarter. They outscored the Indians in the second quarter, 15-6. after the Indians had outscored them 16-12 in the first quarter tonight. Pretty decent crowd on hand here this evening for the boys' basketball game. Indians come in 1-0 on the year after edging Jay County last week. And Bradford's 2-1 on the season. Four recovery cheerleaders this year are Megan Ever, Jocelyn Swarman, Bailey Mullenkamp, Lana Swarman, Aubrey Shuttleworth, Kendall Buckland, and Ava Pullenkamp. The JV cheerleaders are Jesse Springer, Carly Buckland, Ashlyn Cantu, and Trinity Rammel. Jennifer Steinke is the cheer coach. She's a former Jay County cheerleader back in the day. And here at Fort Recovery as a cheer coach this year. Just a few seconds left and we'll be going here. 27-22. Indians down by five. They need to get things going here in the second half. And the Indians have some foul issues too. Three fouls for Troy Holman, three fouls for Rex Leverett, and two fouls for Alex Deuce. See Cale Rammel across the way. He came up for the game tonight. Nice to see him back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. What a career he had here at Fort Recovery. He was quite the player. Now playing for Ohio Christian University. Here's Rex Leverett. Turnaround shot's no good. Rebound, Troy Holman. Got it. Troy Holman picks up the offensive rebound and scores to make it 27-24. Indians down only by three. There's a three-point shot missed. Gavin Fowler comes away with the rebound. And Indians with the ball into Holman. He'll stop. Feeds back to Alex Deuce in the corner. He'll drive in, puts it up no good. Out of bounds, going to be last touch by, they say, Landon Wills. I think Landon had a difference of opinion on who touched that last. Troy Holman will put the ball in play for the Indians. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Falls loose and picked up by Fort Recovery. Alex Deuce on the left. Gavin Fowler goes in, stops, pops, it's blocked. The foul's going to be called on Landon Wills of Bradford. That was a tough call there. Number one on Wills, so he's in no trouble. At the line, Gavin Fowler, it's no good. One out of seven now for Gavin. He got that one. There we go. Maybe that'll start a good string going for him. 27-25. The lead is only two. Sport Recovery scoring the only points here in the third quarter so far. Three-point shot from the right side's no good. On the shot there was Dalton Branson, and Alex Deuce got the rebound for the Indians. Reese Guggenbiller on the left to Rex Leverett. Leverett will feed to Alex Deuce. Deuce going to Gavin Fowler. He puts it up no good, but he'll be at the line for two shots. Come on, Gavin. Start hitting those free throws, boy. He could tie the game. First one is good. 27-26. Indians scoring the first 4 points of the quarter. This one's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Wills for Bradford. They'll go over to Owen Cannon and threw it away. Cannon couldn't grab the ball, and then he tried to save it, and he just threw it out of bounds. So Indians get a break there. Turnover on the Bradford Railroaders. Troy Holman will bring it up. Feeds on the left side to Reese Guggenbiller. Rex Leverett to Holman on the right. Back out to Reese Guggenbiller. Back to Holman. Holman passing over to Rex Lover. Boy, the pace of this game has changed dramatically. In the beginning, it was go, go, go. Now it's a lot of deliberate play here. Shot's no good by Reese Guggenbiller. Rebound, Alex Deuce. Back to Troy Holman. And Troy Holman tried to pass to Rex Leverett. Ball goes out of bounds off of Leverett. Turnover on the Indians. Probably not a good pass there for Troy. He was pretty far away. And Bradford had time to respond and knock the ball away. And then it went off of Rex Leverett out of bounds. 27-26. Bradford with a one-point lead with the ball. 5:43 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms has a lot of great job opportunities. Check them out at cooperfarms.com. Cooperfarms.com. Bradford inside. They lost it. Picked up by Alex Dews. Turnover on the Railroaders. Wills lost the ball. Here's Leverett. Tries to feed off. And he got the ball back. He puts it up no good. And he's at the line with a two-shot foul. Rex Leverett at the line. He has not been there yet tonight, and he has not scored a point tonight. Puts it up, and it's good. Just like Dad taught him how to do there. One more for Rex. That ties the game, 27-27. That's also good. Fort Recovery's taking the lead. 28-27. Bradford with the ball. Bradford led by 7 points a couple of times late in that second quarter. Shot from the right is in and out, no good. Rebound, Gavin Faller. In and out for Dalton Branson. Right side to Alex Dews of Fort Recovery in the corner. He'll bring it back out. Over to Rex Leverett. Rex to Troy Holman. Holman back on the right to Alex Deuce. Deuce goes to Holman. In the middle to Gavin Faller. Puts it up. He's fouled. He'll be at the line. Foul's going to be called on Landon Wills. Number two on him. Gavin Faller at the line. Two shots. First one is up and no good. He has had a rough night at the line tonight. He could be in double figures if he'd hit his free throws. That one's good. Rattles and goes down in. Gavin now has a total of 8 points on the night. 4 free throws included. Here's a drive to the hoop. No good. Rebound comes to Gavin Faller. Missing that shot was Landon Wills. Troy Holman, right corner to Rex Leverett. Back outside to Troy Holman. Rex Leverett on the right corner. Back out to Holman. Passing on the left to Reese Guggenbiller. Almost lost it, but Rex Leverett saved the day. Leverett gets the ball back, goes in and fires and hits. Rex Leverett drove in the middle of the lane and about 3 feet out in front of the basket, put it up and in. 31-27. Bradford has not scored in the quarter, and Fort Recovery has hit 9 points. Here is a foul on Troy Holman. That's number 4 on him. Nope, take that back. It's on Alex Deuce. Called the foul on Alex Deuce. That's 3 on him. So we've got 3 guys with 3. Alex, Troy, and Rex Leverett. Bradford puts the ball in play here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. There's a drive to the hoop. Back outside. Hit his player in the face. Fort Recovery gets the benefit of getting the ball back. Troy Holman has a shot blocked. Got the rebound. Back outside to Reese Guggenbiller. That hit Zage Harleman right in the face. I think it kind of glanced off his hands on the pass down there. Here's a shot up and good by Rex Leverett. And all of a sudden, Leverett with 6 points. Timeouts called by Bradford as the Indians now lead 33-27 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn, to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Just give them a ring at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. And be sure to check out the many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com, cooperfarms.com. Bradford with the ball as we resume action. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Right side is up and no good. Rebound comes down off of Reese Guggenbiller and then over to Fort Recovery's Troy Homan, and now down on the left to Briggs Overman. In the middle, Leverett firing, missing. Just barely off that time. Rebound comes to Wills, Landon Wills. Owen Cannon in the middle, firing, missing. Not a good shot. Rebound, Troy Homan. Man, these guys are battling in there, I'll tell you that. We're almost down to one quarter to go here. Indians in the lead. There's Leverett firing and hitting. Over the top of Zage Harleman. And Leverett has been on fire in this quarter with 8 points. There's a ball kicked by Fort Recovery. Bradford will get it. They trail 35-27. Fort Recovery has outscored Bradford 13-0 here in this third quarter of play. Dalton Branson just came out of the game. He is beside himself because he just can't seem to find the range. There's a three-pointer good by Bradford. That was Owen Cannon hitting the three. And finally, they get on the scoreboard here in the third quarter. 35-30. It's only a 5-point game, so they're definitely not out of it at all. Here is Briggs Overman driving the lane and missing the layup. He had the opportunity, couldn't get it to go down. Wills got the rebound on the left to Hill. He'll fire and hit. 3-pointer by Hudson Hill. And all of a sudden, Bradford only down by two, hitting two threes in a row here. Briggs Overman for Fort Recovery across the timeline. Well, last year this game went down to the final buzzer. This one might do the same. Briggs Overman passing off to Rex Leverett. No. Passing off to Gavin Faller, and he puts it up and in. Gavin now with 10 points on the night. Indians lead 37-33. Owen Cannon on the left. There's Hill with a shot. Got it. Another three. He rattled it home. Hudson Hill with his second three of the quarter, and it's 37-36. So Bradford has gone from scoring nothing in the third quarter to getting 9 points on three threes here in the final minute. Left to Briggs Overman, and the ball's loose. Bradford tried to save it, but Fort Recovery got it back. Gavin Faller puts it up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Bradford. I think, quite honestly, Gavin Faller might have got away with one there. Those of you watching on the National Federation TV network might agree with me on that. It was a pretty tough collision between Faller and one of the railroaders, but Faller is at the line, puts it up, and no good. He'll have one more. Bounces the ball. It's good. He's hit on 5 out of 14 tonight from the line. Gavin Faller, 5 of 14. 38-36. Indians on top by 2. out front with the ball. Here's a drive and a scoop. Shot's no good. Rebound comes down. Eli Leonard comes away with it over to Troy Homan. Homan comes down. There's a shot. Oh, just off the mark by Gavin Evers. He just missed that shot. We've completed three quarters of play. Indians in the lead, 38-36 over the Bradford Railroaders. Stay tuned, folks. We've got ourselves a good one here. Again, this third quarter has been brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete feeding program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other area locations. And be sure to check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just a moment.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the score again, it's at the end of three, 38-36, Indians lead by two. They led at the end of the first quarter, 16-12. They trailed at halftime, 27-22. Then they had a great start to the third quarter, and they still hanging on to a lead of 38-36 right now as we start the fourth quarter of play. Fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here in our community for more than 100 years, Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Bradford with the ball. Uh-oh, got behind the defense, but they missed the shot. Rebound back up and good. Zage Harleman missed the shot, but he got the offensive rebound and was able to redeem himself and get the basket to tie the game at 38-all. Alex Deuce out front. He'll drive to the right, and there's a foul called on away from the ball on Bradford. On Hudson Hill, got called for the foul. Troy Homan at the line, or no, I should say Troy Homan will toss the ball in. Comes into Rex Leverett. Back to Homan, inside, up and good. Rex Leverett gets the nice assist. Troy Homan is 8 points of the night, and it's 40-38. Homan having one of his better offensive games of his career. Bradford inside, and it's knocked away by Rex Leverett. Here's Briggs Overman coming down, and he has the ball stripped away. It'll be given to Fort Recovery as it's knocked out of bounds by Owen Cannon. Cannon is a very quick young man. Troy Homan will put it in play now. 6:57 to go on the Hall Brothers scoreboard in the fourth quarter here. Tie game, 40-38. Indians on top by two after Homan scored a minute ago. And now Bradford had stolen the ball, but they end up traveling. So turnover on the Railroaders, and Fort Recovery gets it back. Reese Guggenbiller into Troy Homan. Homan dribbling across the timeline. He'll bounce to Briggs Overman. Rex Leverett. Leverett goes to the hole, puts it up, and he missed it. Rebound Homan, good. Troy Homan with 10 points on the night now. What a game for Troy. 42-38, Indians by four. Railroaders with the basketball. Here's Owen Cannon firing a three, missing. Rebound, Reese Guggenbiller. Indians bring it up. Homan over on the right to Reese Guggenbiller. Lost the ball, and we got a scramble for it. Who's going to get it? Going to say Fort Recovery touched it last. ...42-38, Indians on top by four. Bradford will have the ball. Just a reminder that our friends at Hall Brothers Incorporated have outstanding farm equipment service. They're your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Hall Brothers Incorporated on State Route 119 here at the east edge of Fort Recovery, just down from the high school. Hall Brothers Incorporated. Action back in. Radford with the ball. Owen Cannon has it out front between the circles. He'll pass on the left side to Hill. He'll fire a three. It's good. He has been red hot here recently. He's got three threes in the second half. 42-41. 1-point lead for the Indians. The lead has shriveled to one. Ball's knocked away by Bradford, but Fort Recovery keeps it. Troy Holman with it. He'll go inside and pass off to Rex Leverett in the corner. Tries to pass back out to Troy Holman, and it's stolen away by Owen Cannon. Now he's fouled in the act of shooting at the other end. So Cannon can give the Bradford Railroaders the lead back. That's number four on Alex Deuce. Owen Cannon's perfect from the line tonight, but he's only shot two. Two out of two. This one's up and good. That ties the game. One more will give the Railroaders the lead. We're in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter, 42-42 with 5:22 to go. Again, after this game, we're going to join the Pacers game from Las Vegas. It's good again. 43-42. Fort Recovery trailing now by one. Reese Guggenbiller goes over to Eli Lennertz. Lennertz lost the ball, but he's fouled. Out of bounds to the Indians. Troy Holman will toss it in here. Lobs it in to Gavin Faller. Faller looking back outside. It goes to Eli Lennertz. Lennertz dribbles the ball. On the left now, there is Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller over in the corner. Rex Leverett, three-pointers, no good. Rebound comes down to the Railroaders, to Zage Harleman. Now with the basketball is Greg Chowning. There's a three-point shot by Hill. He hit it again. Four threes for Hudson Hill here in the second half, and the Indians now trail by four, 46-42. Well, this has been a back-and-forth game for sure. Troy Holman with the ball for the Indians. Goes off the screen, passes in the corner. Reese Guggenbiller misses a three, and a foul's called on Rex Leverett on the rebound. That's number four on him. Forty-six, 42. Bradford in the lead by four here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. For the finest in parts for your farm machinery, depend on your friends at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. They have a wonderful parts department. They can fix you up. Briggs Overman stole the ball. He knocked it away and he got it back. Rex Leverett actually picked it up and passed it back to him. On the left, it goes to Troy Holman. Here's Eli Lennertz. Back on the left to Briggs Overman. Overman drives, stops, looking back outside to Troy Holman. Indians need to score. They're running out of time here. 3:45 to go in the game, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Timeout, Indians, in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49.
Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering,
Is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the score is 46-42. Indians are down by 4 points at the moment. Fort Recovery will have the ball. Troy Hillman will toss it in. 3:44 left on the game clock. Comes in to Eli Leonards. Back to Troy Hillman. Hillman has 10 points on the night tonight. Nice night for him. There's Gavin Faller at the free throw line. He tries to drive in, puts it up, no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Faller goes to the free throw line. That's the good news. The bad news is Gavin's only 5 of 14 on the night from the free throw line. Let's see if he can get these two here. Two big ones. Come on, Gavin. First one's up, and it is good. One more. That would bring the Indians back to within two if he can hit this one. It's up and good again. Got them both. Now he's 6 out of 16 on the night. Assists 46-44, a two-point lead for Bradford. 3:19 left to go in the game. Right side it goes over there to Greg Chowning around on the left to Hill. He's guarded very closely by Troy Hillman this time. Back out front to Owen Cannon. Bradford taking their time. They're in the lead. They have no rush here. There's a foul on Troy Hillman. That is number 4 on Troy. Boy, we cannot afford to lose him. Only 3 minutes to go. Here comes the inbounds pass from Hill to Greg Chowning. Out front with the ball. Right side it goes to Hill. Over to Owen Cannon. Rally Weirig with the ball there, a freshman. Ball's tipped, but Bradford keeps it. Owen Cannon came up with the ball. Right side it goes to Hudson Hill. Now out top it goes to Chowning. Left side to Owen Cannon. 2:30 left to go in the game. Bradford milking the clock. Inside to Weirig. Stops, puts it up. Blocked by Gavin Faller. That was not a good shot. And Fort Recovery comes away with the basketball. Timeout for the Indians. Timeout Indians here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. 46-44, 2:15 to go in the game.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here we go. 2:15 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery will have the ball down by 2, 46-44. Reese Guggenbiller passing in to Troy Hillman. Hillman across the timeline. Left side it goes to Rex Leverett. Leverett top of the key. Right side to Reese Guggenbiller. He hits a three and the Indians have taken the lead. Reese Guggenbiller a three. And it's it's now 47-46. For Reese, that is 8 points on the night. Outside, wide open, three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Rex Leverett on the miss. Troy Holman will walk it up. A minute 36 to go in the game now. Fort Recovery up by one. Boy, a basket here would be big. Rex Leverett, and the foul's called on Bradford. Called on Chowning. So that's only the fourth foul, so the next foul, Fort Recovery will be shooting at the line on the next foul. If there is a next foul. Only 1:26 to go. Troy Holman will toss it in. Comes in to Rex Leverett. Rex has had a nice second half. Total of 8 points in the second half. Inside to Leverett. He puts it up and, oh, missed it. Rebound comes down to Bradford. Griffin Trevino got the rebound. Down comes Owen Cannon with the ball. Bradford needs a point to take the lead back. They trail 47-46. 1 minute to go in the game here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Owen Cannon, there's Hill on a three. It's way off the mark. That was a running three, not what he wanted to take. And now there's timeout Fort Recovery. Timeout Indians. Indians lead with 45 seconds to go, 47-46.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So visit us online at kopppharmacy.com or call us at 419-375-7007. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
47-46, Indians up by one. Don't forget, as soon as we finish this game, we're going to go to the Pacers. Indiana Pacers and the Lakers playing tonight for the NBA championship of the in-season tournament. We'll have that game for you as soon as we're done here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Troy Holman will toss it in for Fort Recovery. Only 45 seconds left. I would think the Indians would like to milk the clock if they can. We'll see. Here's a pass going in to Alex Deuce. Just barely got it in time. In the backcourt. And now there's a foul called on Bradford. Called on Owen Cannon. Number three on Cannon. It's the team foul number five. So Alex Deuce is at the line to shoot two free throws here. Alex has 3 points on the night on a three-point goal. Up and no good off the back of the rim. Unlike last week where the Indians hit their key free throws, they're not doing that tonight. One more for Alex Deuce. Puts it up and good. Got that one. That makes it a two-point game. 48-46. Timeout is called by Bradford. Timeout Bradford with 37 seconds to go in the game. They trail by two, 48-46. They've got the ball. We'll be back in a moment.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Down to 37 seconds left to go in the game. And the Indians on top by two, 48-46. See Carlton Rhodes down the way here, one of the true loyal Indian fans. Again, Cale Rammel showed up for the game tonight. What a what a career he had as an Indian. He was an outstanding player. Here we go. Inbounds pass. Bradford has the ball. There's Hill on a three. He got it. And that puts Bradford up by one. Hudson Hill hit a three off a screen at the top of the key. And there's timeout now called by Bob Leverett and the Fort Recovery Indians. 23 seconds left to go in this game. Indians will have the ball, though. They do trail by one now. Three-pointer by Hill. He has hit 5 three-pointers here in the second half of play. They've all come here in the second half of this action. 49-48. Hudson Hill has 20 points on the night with those 5 threes. And then he also has 2 two-point goals and 1 free throw. Pretty impressive night for the young man, especially in that three-point shooting department. 23 seconds is all there's left. Again, as soon as we finish up here, we'll go to the Pacers game. Troy Homan leading the Indians in scoring right now with 10. I don't think that's right. I think Gavin Faller's leading 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 points. 13 for Gavin Faller so far. Here we go. Inbounds pass. Troy Homan has the ball. Comes down across the timeline. Bounce pass underneath the Leveretti. Puts it up and he missed the layup. Rebound lever up. He got it. Rex Leverett with the rebound basket to give him 10 points on the night. Down to 6 seconds. Indians lead by one. Timeout called by Bradford. They're going to go for a last-second shot. Wow. This was this kind of a game last year. Bradford losing to Fort Recovery in a thriller last year. In fact, I think, Neil, wasn't it a Rex Leverett rebound basket that won it last year at the end for Fort Recovery? I'm thinking that might be the case. But my brain doesn't work real well these days. 50-49. Indians lead by one. 5.3 seconds to go on the clock. Bradford has the ball at their end of the court. For the Indians, 49 for the Bradford Railroaders. 60-second timeout here. Once again, we'll go to the Pacers as soon as we get this wrapped up in just a couple of minutes here. That game has already started, but just in the very early stages of that game. And now Fort Recovery is going to... No, Bradford calls another timeout. Bradford calls another timeout. Once again, our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your fine folks at Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For the finest in parts for your farm machinery, depend on your friends at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. And when you need outstanding service for your farm equipment, think of Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated, State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery. They've got Gavin Faller with 13, I believe. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 points for Gavin. Troy Homan has 10. Rex Leverett with that rebound basket a moment ago to put us up by one has 10 points. Reese Guggenbiller has 8. Alex Deuce with 4. And Briggs Overman has 2 points. And then Eli Leonards has a 3 for 3 points. So those are all your scores for the Indians tonight. Here we go. 5 seconds. And there's a foul called on Reese Guggenbiller, but no shooting foul yet. Out of bounds. They got the ball to Hill. I'm not sure what their strategy was going to be there. He really didn't have a very good shot. And now another timeout by Bradford. They saved them all to the end, I guess. So one more timeout here. For Bradford, they'll give you their scoring. Hudson Hill has 20 points, including 5 threes. Owen Cannon has 14 points tonight. He has 2 threes, 2 twos, and 4 free throws. Zage Harleman has 4 points on 2 two-point goals. Dalton Branson has 3 points on a 3. Landon Wills has a total of 8 points on the night, or is it 9? Let's see. Landon Wills with 8 points on the night. And there's kicking the ball called on Fort Recovery. And now the Indians are going to call a timeout. 3 seconds to go. Once again in the B game tonight, if you missed that, Fort Recovery won that one 62-34. They were led in scoring by Brody Bargy with 12, Breaker Judy with 12, Tyler Wendell had 10. 6 points for Benjamin Ingold. Those all came in the fourth quarter. 5 for Reese LaFever, 4 for Doug Benn, 4 for Grant Fortkamp, 3 points for Hayden Seifering, and 2 points apiece for Dylan Klinke and Luke Lochtefeld. The reserve team goes to 1-1 on the year with a win tonight over Bradford, 62-34. Bradford was led by Xander Lingo with 14 and Avery Felber with 12. Here we go, inbounds pass, time's running down. Hill fires, misses, and that's it. No foul called at the end, and Fort Recovery has won the game 50-49. Bradford pretty unhappy about no foul call there. Fort Recovery wins the game 50-49 on a thriller. Bradford just didn't get a very good shot off there at the end. They had the opportunity, but it didn't happen. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse as we need to get away to the Pacer game. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. It was a thriller. Fort Recovery 50, Bradford 49. Once again, Gavin Fowler with 13, 10 apiece for Troy Homan and Rex Leverett. Chipping in with 8 was Reese Guggenbiller, 4 points for Alex Dews, 3 for Eli Leonard, and 2 for Briggs Overman. Again, 20 points for Hudson Hill of Bradford, 14 for Owen Cannon of the Railroaders. That's it from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Have a good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night. Enjoy the Pacers game coming up.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.